But now I'd like to bring in the show one of the new coaches, Broward County, South Broward High School. Real good guy, great football mind, grew up here, went to Pace. Coach Anthony Collins, who now takes over at South Broward. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you for bringing me on. I'm humbled and I appreciate it.
It's a big opportunity to have your program. You've been everybody else's savior, guy who's really done some tremendous work with the kids, with programs over the last couple of years, and now you get your own show. Talk about that a little bit. And I know you've been wanting to coach and for a long time. I mean, you played for a great coach over at Pace and Coach Zach. Talk about that. As far as it's kind of about time that you had your own show and try to develop all the great things that people instilled in you.
Well, I'm just a hard worker. You know, I'm an ex-office lineman, and like you said, I played with Joe Zacchio. I want to say the glory days when we were either competing for a state title or actually winning in 03. Mm-hmm. And I just been putting my work in ever since I graduated from Florida A&M, and I've been bouncing around a couple places, not because I wanted to bounce around, but guys have been moved up or just resigned. You know, I was at Hollidale with Coach Jones when he had to run, and I was also there with Hippolyte when he tried to build, and he left and went over to Carroll Caesars, been there better things. And I just been around, just learning from those guys and other guys like that, and just how to put a program together and build. So I'm just excited. All my work is paid off, and I'm just ready, to have my own show.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. And another thing too, knowing the area as well as I do, you and I talked a couple of weeks ago about the importance of really scouring that area and keeping kids home. The Dania kids who are basically yours, and most of the kids on the east side of Hollywood, the northeast Hollywood Powell, which always kids like Tavares Gooden came out of there, people like that. I mean, they've had some really good talent over the years. Talk about your game plan as far as the kids and how you're going to, treat the youth football around you as well.
Well, the first thing I addressed was I hired people from that area on my staff. So I'm a history teacher by profession, and I study history, and I like to throw around Snellenberger's term, the state of Miami, to my coaching staff. And the state of South Broward for me is Dania, Hollywood Powell, and a little bit over there at the Hollidale,
right,
and Carver Regis Park, Washington Park, or better known as Washington Park. So if I can control that area, and compete with the Chaminades and the MacArthurs for those kids, I think we'll be all right. The plan is to keep those kids home, because being at South Broward, I've heard of numerous players that have great talent, are doing good things, were in that building, but they just couldn't keep them. So
right,
my job is to get the young guys in and find a way to keep them. And my way to keep them is just to make football fun. My dad taught me growing up that once football isn't fun, you shouldn't be doing it. You know what I mean? So once I can get in and increase the fun factor of football at South Broward, I think I'll be able to lock these kids down in that area, and we go out and win some football games and just have some fun and bring some pride back to the community.
Yep, and that's important. It's a community-based school, so obviously kids who live in that area go to that school unless they go to private schools. Coach Anthony Collins joining us, first-year head coach at South Broward. Certainly, coach, a district that's competitive, but with some hard work, with some dedication, you could be right towards the top of that district as well and in the playoff picture. This is a program that 2 years ago had that type of talent. So you have the talent.
Right.
And if you could develop it, and I'm sure that, Coach Toriano Morgan is up against the same thing. If you develop your talent at Dillard and you do it as much as you can and hold on to at least 85% of your kids, that's not a bad thing, because that's almost a compliment of what you guys are doing. But at the same time, not even the best schools lose kids. But if you could do that and maintain and win, as you and I talked, winning kind of cures everything, doesn't it?
Right. Winning cures everything. And I have a young core, and I'm fortunate enough to know, because I teach out there. I was coaching at Piper this past year, but I was teaching out there, so I was following the team. And a lot of the young guys took their lumps last year. And as a coach in this business, you know, you come in with young guys that took their lumps. Sooner or later, they're going to turn the corner.
Right.
So with the quarterback guy, I've been building a relationship with. His name is Khalid Wiggins. I really like the kid, very humble, but he shows passion at times, throws a good ball. So I'm an offensive-minded guy. I'm not saying I don't care about defense, but the three things that are important to me is having a quarterback, having an aggressive defense, and great special teams.
Yep.
So right now I got a quarterback, I got to build a defense up, and we're going to do it on special teams. So with that formula, I feel like we can be successful. You just got to go out and put the work in and coach these kids up, and we'll be competitive next year. And the thing about the district, I like, you know, everyone loved that district with Kansas City, Northwestern, Northern, and I'm leaving somebody out.
Central.
You know what I mean? And they broke that up. They broke that up. So, you know, with my district, with Everglades, with American, with Miramont, MacArthur, Cooper City, I feel like we could be one of those districts, you know, everybody wants to watch us play each other. So with competition brings scouts, and with bring scouts, kids go to school. So I feel like I fell into a good situation. A lot of people may have overlooked Broward over the years, but I'm here to, you know, start bringing some attention back to South Broward.
No doubt. Coach Anthony Collins joining us, new head coach at South Broward. Coach, also, between now and spring, what are plans? I mean, do you get involved a little bit in the 7-on-7 thing, getting your kids involved in that? And do you also get your linemen involved? Because that's your position, so obviously you love that.
Right. Well, I'm going to try to make sure I send most of my linemen down the dirt down the road, but anytime there's any camps that involve linemen, I'll make sure I get my guys out there.
Right.
But as far as 7-on-7, I'm working with Cops up there at Creek.
Good guy.
Great guy. You know, we went to Florida A&M together, so there's some rattler ties. And me, him, and Coach McNair, we've been working. We actually had a little tournament. We went to a little upstart tournament Saturday at the Boys Club, and we did pretty well. You know, it was a good day. And, you know, just got to build. You know, and every time any opportunity comes that we can get work in, you know, I'm going to make sure I get my guys out there so we can get work in, because with the task at hand, we got to grind. You know what I mean? It's a lot. It's a lot that needs to take place for us to be able to reach our goals. And I feel like my past experience is just that 1 year at Hollandale with Hippolyte, we won about 4 games.
Yep.
We had Legend Moore and a couple other kids of note. And those kids are actually doing great right now. You know, a lot of the kids that we had at that school are some of the best kids in Dade County right now.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah. That was the best, one of the best recruiting classes in the history, that 2016
right.
year. Oh, yeah. Believe me, Coach, I know those guys, and you've been around it, and we're pulling for you, and we'll be watching you, and we thank you so much for taking the time to come on with us this evening.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, Larry, and hopefully we'll be doing a lot of business together, and I'm just excited and ready to go.
Sounds good. Thanks so much. Coach Anthony Collins from South Broward.